As I continue with our theme for the year, hey Owen, how you doing, brother? That's my great-grandson. As we go through our theme for this year, life is dot, dot, dot. You fill in the dots. What is life? Right now, I want us to look at life is finding the power. Life is finding the power. Now, too many of us operate like we're an ever-ready battery. We're hyped up for a certain period of time, and then we sort of just run out of juice. That's just the way it is, we say. That is life. God says, I want to give you the power for life. I don't only want to give you the power for life. I want to give you power to find your life and to follow the life that I have for you. And I want to give you the power to stand strong in life. Life hurts. Amen? Life hurts. I mean, there's a lot more to being hurt than hurting. You got that? I mean, look at us. We are a generation made up of a majority of a bunch of sissies. I mean, we need to deal with life. We need to focus at life, and we need to understand that you can win in life. But you got to be able to do that in looking at your own individual life. So many people are wanting to get life straightened out, their life, by straightening out everybody else. Well, now, if you'll act this way, I will act this way. God said, I want to give you the power. I don't want to give you the game to play. I want to give you the power to win. I want to give you the power of truth. I want to give you the power of pain. I want to give you the power to be able to stand and to walk and to be able to move in my glory in the world that I've given you. I want to give you that power to look to me. Don't look to the world. Don't look to changing everybody around you. Look to yourself and say, Father, give me the strength in me if I need to be changed, Lord. Do you notice I said if? Now, Lord, I know the world is bad. And I know, dear Lord God, that I'm probably the only one in it that's not. Some people really feel that way. Well, I want you to know something, folks. I love you, and you're messed up. All of us have those breaking points, and all of us have flaws. Yes, every one of us have flaws, but those flaws belong to God. Don't you mess with my flaw. It belongs to God. And God will take care of my flaw. You won't fix me. You can't fix me. It must be by the power of Almighty God. You want to fix me because you love me. You want me to straighten up and do right because you care. But it's got to come in me from within. It's got to be God in me. Me in the Word. The Word in the world. The truth is in it all. And God says, look to me for the power, and I will give you that power. God's Spirit is our power. You hear me? God's Spirit is our power. Amen. And God said, allow my Spirit to come within you, in you, all over you, through you, spiritually, physically, and all, it'll be my power. Folks, I guarantee you, I'm standing here by the power of God. I shouldn't be. I should already be in the grave. Boy, God pulled a fast one on him on that one. But God says, I'm the power. I happen to believe that. I know my power source. Now, just because my light bulb is a little dim doesn't mean the power source isn't there. It just means I'm not accepting a lot of that power that he's offering. Do you ever feel like giving up? I'm going to tell you about a man that did. This felt like it. It was all. But before I tell you about him, I want you to listen to 2 Timothy 1:7. For the spirit that God has given us, hear me well, does not make us timid. Instead, his spirit fills us with power. Told you. The spirit of God is powerful because it is by the power of the spirit of God that all things are created. And God said, I will give you the power. Well, there was a man by the name of Job. Now, the scripture tells us that Job, this mighty man of God, and he was. As a matter of fact, Job happened to have been, in his day, the richest man in the world. He had 10 children, 7 boys and 3 girls. Can you imagine 7 boys and 3 daughters? Mamas, daddies. Do you know how hard it is to handle the couple that you got? Or the few that you have? Job loved them. Job watched over them. Do you know that Job even did this, the scripture says? Job, every day, Brother Randy, he would get on his knees and he would call their name to God. And the scripture says, Job said, just in case, let me paraphrase it, they have a bad case of the stupids today, Lord. I want you to know I'm praying on their behalf. He loved them. He gave to them. He suffered for them. But then Satan comes into play. You've met him. You've met him in your family. You've met him in your situation. You've met him in your personal life. That's the devil. Satan, that blinds us with the ways of the world and pulls us right in, and then he drops us. Do you know that Jesus will never drop you? Amen. Yeah, you're not going to be a baby dropped on your head. Jesus is carrying you. You got me? It's Jesus. Once he has you, he don't drop you. But the world will. Satan will. And everything happens to Job and his family. Job's family, all 10, are dead from a storm. And their party house even caves in on them. And they're all dead. All the animals, the most you could count of Job's, are dead, are stolen. They're all gone. Land destroyed, all gone. And Job, he has an illness that is so torturous. His whole body covered with boils, sore boils, big bulging boils. And only relief he could get was a piece of clay pottery. He would take it, break it, and he scraped himself with it to get any kind of relief. And he was in misery with it. He loved God. He trusted God. He didn't know why this was happening to him. Why, Lord? Job is trying to look at his life. His 3 friends, Eliphaz, Bildad, Zophar, come to his side. And now, Job, you got to straighten up. Job, you should have done this. Job, you should have done that. Job, you sure messed up. Job, 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 this is all on you. And later on, you would hear God say, all of the comments from your friends was wrong. And then he tells Job's friends later on, get Job to pray for you because you're in trouble with me. This just happened to glorify God. But Job got to hurting so bad. You see, we need the power. Many are broken physically, mentally, emotionally. That was Job. Physically, mentally, emotionally. He's broken. Now listen to his cry. Listen to what he says. Job 6, 8 through 13. Oh, that I might have my request, that God would grant my desire. I wish he would crush me. I wish he would reach out his hand and kill me. Folks, that's hurting. That's down to the depth of pain of hurt. At least I can take comfort in this. Now listen to what he says. Despite the pain. Now, a lot of us know pain. But we don't know this kind of pain that Job was having. Listen to it. Despite the pain, I have not denied the words of the Holy One. Despite all the pain of life, God had given him the power. The power from within. And Job had the strength and the courage and the boldness. Though he hurt so bad, he said, God, please just take my life. Kill me, Lord. Crush me. I'm in such misery. Oh, that's pain, folks. That's hurting. But God loved his servant, Job. And he had a surprise for Job. But Job was giving us a lesson in life. You can get to the point in your life when you hurt so bad, you'll beg to die. Do you know that that's a picture of warning to the world that does not accept Jesus as Lord and Savior of their life? That is the lost dying throughout eternity. Meaning they're dying, but they never can completely die. They're in such misery. They want to, but they can't die. Now Job, in all of this pain, he's crying out, Lord, crush my life. But then in verse 11 he says, but I don't have the strength to endure. See, he's giving praise to God and refused to say one thing against God. He refused to whine like so many sissies do. Oh, why did God let this come upon me? I'm a Christian. Why do I have to hurt? Well, why couldn't my fellow Christian hurt more than me? Give it to them, Lord. Oh, gosh, your pastor hates to hear that stuff. That's why I'm not very good on those bedside visits. You know, don't whine. Okay, if you're going to die, just die. But don't sit there and blame God. Because it is God that loves you. You got me? It is God that loves me. I'm not going to blame God because of the pain that's in my life. It's physical. It's called cancer. It's called brokenness. It's called a body that's not moving and acting right. But folks, I'm not blaming it on God. God's the one that's giving me the courage and the boldness to stand strong. There's power in that blood. There's power in forgiveness. There's power in Almighty God. And God said, I'll give you this power. Call on me. But I don't have the strength, Job says, to endure. I have nothing to live for. Oh, how many people I've heard in my whole ministry, that have said that I have nothing to live for, all is gone. Folks, that's hurt. That's in-depth hurt. And I understand where they're coming from. When all they love and cherish so dear. Do I have the strength of a stone, he says? Am I a rock, a solid rock? Is my body made of bronze? No. I am utterly helpless without any chance of success. Utterly helpless without any chance of success. And then God comes by in all his power. And God restores to Job twice, double everything he had ever had before. And returns to him 10 children. But preacher, he doubled everything else. Why not 20 kids? Because the first 10 were with the Lord, waiting for him to come on home. Oh, he learned a great lesson during that. But he saw the power. The power came down. When the power came down and comes down in your life, you will stand up, you will walk, you will move, and you'll do it with power. And you'll do it with dignity because you will have the power of Almighty God. What a gift. Oh, finding the power. It's just a spirit away. It's just a, I will serve you, Lord, away. It's just an, I believe, away. It's the power. Will you mess up again? Yes. Will you stumble? Yes. Will you fall? Yes. More than likely. But it will always be Jesus reaching down to pull you up because he will not turn his back on you. He will not leave you nor forsake you because he loves you. Listen to Zechariah 4, verse 6. It's not by might. Let me insert the you in this. It's not by your might nor by your power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. It's my spirit. Now, you keep thinking you're going to fix it. You're not. Wars, been in the battles. But it's God that brings you through it. It's not the size of the army. And it's not what branch of military service. Although I'm fond of the Marines. It's not that. You know what it is? It's by the power of God. Each battle, each conflict in your life is by the power of God. Each broken part of your spirit, of your mind, of your body, it's up to God's power. And what's our problem? We don't call on him. We think we can do it. Listen, I'm stubborn. I know it's going to be hard for some of you to understand that. Talk to my wife. I am stubborn. I like to do it myself. I will do this myself until you're laying there and you can't move yourself. Your body freezes. And you're telling your body to move. And it don't move. And you say, but Lord, you told me to depend on your power. That's right, Larry. It's my power. Now, I sent Jason and Hunter to you to move you. That's my power for you for this period. Accept it. Lord, they're going to hurt me. That's my power. Don't you understand? You could be the muscle for God. Yeah. You're the power for God. God tells you, go. You help this one. You help that one. You help them move. You help them stand. You help them wherever they need it. That's the power I'm talking about. It is the power that Almighty God not only gives to you, but to those around you. It is you having enough common sense to depend on those who love you. Because sometimes it works that way. Sometimes you can't move. I don't care what your brain tells the body to do, it can't do it. But God sends someone who will do it for you. I'm saved that way. I couldn't be saved by myself. I couldn't be saved on my own. So God came down, sent his only begotten Son, that his Son would make sure that I was carried. Would make sure. Even though you're going to hurt, folks, life hurts. This brokenness is painful. It hurts. But you keep going. You keep standing for what God tells you to stand for. That's power. That's power. It's not always the muscle power. It's the power of the love of your fellow man for you. It's the power of your family sticking together. It's the power, the strength that God will give you internally in your mind. Oh, there's a lot of folk that have got trouble in the mind. A lot of us. Did you catch me? We got trouble because your mind wants to tell you to do one thing when your spirit tells you, don't you do that. You know better. There's a war going on inside of you. Yes. But that's why Jesus came. He came to make sure that no matter how I end up, whether I'm in a bunch of ashes crying for God to kill me, or whether I'm on a mountaintop begging for God to give me the courage to go on, it is Jesus who's going to carry the weight of my burdens. It will be Jesus who's there with me during the pain. Listen, when you know that Jesus is, you know, talking to you during the pain time, I ain't mentioning the little pain that I'm having. I remember what he went through on that cross for me. That was pain. That was true suffering. And yet he conquered it. Do you know why? At the end, he says, Larry, you won't have to go through this. I have paid your way to glory. And Larry, I have paved your way in this world. For by my stripes, you are healed. By my stripes, you're going to heaven. When you said yes to me, I said yes to Jesus. I say yes to him all the time. I don't want there to be any mistake. Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior. I have accepted him as that. And folks, we're going to fellowship together in heaven. So let's start it here. By the power of God, that love that Brother Randy was singing about earlier. That love, that peace, that strength. Oh, we need the power when you're tired. You ever just feel like you're wore out? I mean, you don't even want to get up. You know, I look, this chair God created for me. I'm in it and I ain't moving. And God made it so comfortable for me, it means he didn't intend for me to have to move from it. We get that way in life. Listen to Isaiah 40, verses 28 and 31. The Lord is the everlasting God. He never grows tired or weary. He strengthens those who are weak and tired. Those who trust the Lord for help will find their strength renewed. He gives power to those who are tired and worn out. He offers strength to the weak. What? Again, power's in the spirit. The physical power is still in the spirit of God. And God said, I give this to you. Stand up and walk. Woo! What a blessing. Tell a bunch of us old people, stand up and walk, son. That's a miracle. Getting us back out doing something, living life, enjoying life. But I don't have very many years. Well, then enjoy them with vigor, because God had given you those years. You get up, you get out, and you enjoy. You do what you can, and God will do the rest. That's power. Oh, that's wonder-working power. That's what that is. God says, don't wonder about it. Don't worry about it. I'm the power that you need. When you feel like you have nothing to offer, you know, there's so many people looking for the power because they don't feel like I've got anything to offer to anybody. I don't feel like that I have anything to offer to my church, to my society, to my family. Folks, you are the offering. Your personality, the who you are, do you not understand that you, as an individual, brother or sister in Christ, you are the offering. You can offer yourself the beautiful smile, the great handshake, the care and concern that you have for others. 2 Corinthians 12, 9 and 10. He, God, said, my power shows up best in weak people. I feel awful powerful this morning. My power shows up best in weak people. Now I am glad to boast about how weak I am. I am glad to be a living demonstration of Christ's power instead of showing off my own power and abilities. Oh, and listen, Paul, he reminds me a lot of a former president. Paul will tell you exactly how good he was. He was good at that. He would tell you, and the thing was, he was. He was that good. He was that smart. He said, I'm smarter than all of you. And the thing was, he was. He said, I'm a Pharisee of Pharisees. He was. But he says himself, but it's not about me. I am weak. I ran into the wall. I can't go any further. Now I'm glad to boast about how weak I am. I'm glad to be a living demonstration of Christ's power instead of showing off my own power and abilities. Oh, Paul got it. Yes, he did. 1 Corinthians 4:20. The kingdom of God is not just a lot of talk. It is living by God's power. You hear me? Don't just talk it. Yeah, I'm a Christian. Live it. Love it. And give it away. That's power. Wonder-working power. Ought to be a song like that, Brother Randy. That wonder-working power. Because it was all given to us by the blood of the Lamb. All given to us by the blood. There's power in knowing your Savior. There's power in loving. There's power in working. There's power in getting up and doing. There's power in just thinking about it, whether you can or not. There's power. Lord, if I could move, I would do. Be careful with that one, because you may be energized, and then if you don't do, you've been better off not to have tempted it. Oh, get a walk for the Lord. Lift up His word, His truth. You want the power? It's in the name of Jesus. It's in the God, the Father who created you. He said that He loves us more than any of His creation. He created everything that exists before He created us so we could enjoy it. That's how important we are. And then He said, I named you. I counted the hairs on your head, and I take care of the tears that drop from your eyes. I keep them. Ha ha. That tells a story about how precious we are in the sight of God. That's God's word. And it don't get any better than God's word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, dear Lord God, for the blessing and the joy of salvation, for your truth, for your love, for the life that you have given us. Give us the courage now, Father, and the boldness to walk strong and true in your power in the week ahead. Let your will be our will. Let your will be done. It's in Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.